Well, it's about 10 minutes after the hour and time for our Athlete of the Week program being brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student-athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And this week, it's my pleasure to introduce to you from Lenawee Christian High School Volleyball, Hannah Baker. And Hannah, welcome to Inside the Cave.
Thank you, thank you.
And congratulations on your winning way this year. And we know it hasn't been easy, but tell us about the season in general, then we'll talk about the playoffs after.
It's been full of ups and downs. I couldn't play in the start of the season, and then I got back, and another one of our players, senior Sayla Clymer, tore her ACL playing in a powder puff game. So we've had a lot of changes, but we've reacted well to it.
What is powder puff game? Is that a football game or?
Yeah, it's like during homecoming week, the girls play football.
Okay, gotcha. So through the midst of that adversity, like what's been your motivation or what's been able to give you the drive to be able to get back towards playing again?
Definitely my team, just playing hard and doing my best for my team.
And just talk about some of the accolades here. You led your team to a regional title. You had 22 kills, 14 digs. And in the quarters, you did pretty well, too. You had 14 kills, 14 digs, and pretty good games there for you.
Thank you.
And, of course, it's a team sport.
Yeah.
And you've had a lot of support.
Of course.
Give us some of the names of your other teammates.
Gabby Bryja's our setter. She's been setting for us for 4 years. She's great. Sophie Samanek in the middle is great. She can hit the ball so hard. Whitney Lilly and on the outside, Allie Day in the back row.
So they're really doing the job.
Yeah.
They have been. Well, you're going to take on Clarkston Everett Collegiate. What do you know about that team?
They're a good team. They have a few strong outside hitters and a good defense, so it'll be a good game.
Now, how many times has Lenawee Christian made it to the semis in volleyball? Do you know? I know you've gotten to the quarters and lost, but you've experienced that.
Uh-huh.
So this is the first time for the semis.
Yeah, this is the first time, at least in my 4 years, to the semis. I know back maybe 06 or 05, something like that, they won it, and they won it a couple times and were runners-up a couple times, I think, too.
So what do you think about it? Can you go all the way in this tournament?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm looking at the MHSAA website, and it says you guys played Clarkston Everest Collegiate for a scrimmage before the season started.
Yeah.
So you're familiar with this team? Already gone up against them before?
Yeah, I think both teams are different teams than what was displayed in that scrimmage. It was super early in the season, but yeah, we have seen them before.
Okay. Does that give you confidence going into this game today or tomorrow?
Yeah. I think we've watched a lot of film on them and know some of their holes to exploit and some of their tendencies of their hitters, so we'll definitely take advantage of those.
So tell us about your coach. I know Tenille Marawelli has been there for a few years, and tell us about her coaching style and how it's helped your team get this far.
Yeah, she's great. She holds us accountable on the court and then also builds close relationships and mentors us off the court. So she's just a great coach to have who pushes us to our potential.
How'd you get started playing volleyball?
Actually, the group of seniors in my class, we all started together. We played Impact at the center, and then we started traveling on a local travel team, and then we just never stopped. We've been playing together ever since.
Wow, that's got to be really cool. So it's have a really close bond with all the other girls in your class as well.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll be back after a message from our sponsor and talk to our Athlete of the Week, Hannah Baker. But let's pause now for a commercial message.
Child Find is the federal requirement to identify, locate, and evaluate all children from birth through age 25 with disabilities or developmental delays who may need early intervention or special education services. If you suspect your child may have a disability affecting their growth, learning, or social skills, please notify your school or daycare or contact LISD Special Education at 263-8931 or visit lisd.us.
Back with our Athlete of the Week on Inside the Cave, Hannah Baker from Lenawee Christian Volleyball. And you've got the big matchup coming tomorrow. That'll be at noon, is that right?
Yep.
Going to have a lot of Lenawee Christian folks out there to watch you play.
Hopefully. I know our guys play in Marquette for the state title on Saturday. So some people will be traveling up there, I'm sure. But we don't have school tomorrow, so hopefully a lot of people will come.
So they called school off because of the tournaments?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. So, yeah, that is a long drive. You won't have such a long drive. You're going to Battle Creek, right?
Yep. Yeah.
That'll be a fun weekend for the Lenawee Christian community. Got just enough time to get to Battle Creek, go to the volleyball game, and then head north right after for football. So are you excited to travel over to Battle Creek for that game?
Yeah, I'm super excited.
So you're a senior. Do you have any aspirations to play at the next level?
Yeah, I'm committed to Hillsdale College.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
So tell us about Hillsdale. They recruited you or?
Yeah, they started recruiting me. They started talking to my parents like my sophomore year, and then I've been going to camps, team camps and individual camps in the summer, and just building relationships with the players and the coaches there. And then I committed last spring, I think. So, I'm really excited.
Well, that's very exciting, and we want to congratulate you and Lenawee Christian on making it this far, and best of luck coming up in the, hopefully, the state final.
Thank you.
All right, congratulations to Hannah for being our LISD Athlete of the Week. Continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD, empowering learners and creating opportunities for success.